So, you think about what I said last night? About us?
Like I could think about anything else.
Look, I'm...
Kissing you last night was my mistake. I'm sorry. But I'm not the girl who goes after other girls' boyfriends anymore.
I'm going to break up with Katie.
You are?
Ow. What was that for?
So your relationship goes south and I'm your default girl?
No, it's not like that. I want to be with you.
If we're going to be together, this has to be legit. I don't want to have to hide us from your mom anymore.
You just take 2 seconds and tell me you're happy about this.
I'm happy.
Guys, Katie's in the hospital.
What?
They had to pump her stomach. Doctors told my mom and dad that she overdosed last night.
Morning, Jake. Hey, before you head in, can I lie down behind your truck so you can drive over me?
Morning to you too, Mo. What happened?
I took Marisol on a date last night to the Dot and bought her a latte. And she started doing homework.
Ooh.
She didn't think it was a date at all, man. And now to save myself the embarrassment, I promised her a very elaborate and expensive first date. When I tell her I can't take her, man, I'm dumped. Throw her in reverse and put me out of my misery.
Mo, why can't you take her?
Because I'm broke as a joke. No cheddar whatsoever.
Okay, listen. My dad's putting me on this paint job, and if you help, we can split the money.
Really?
Yeah. Come on.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Mo, I mean, people are kind of staring.
Let him stare.
Mo, I can't breathe.
God. All right.
Oh,
since her knee surgery, she's taking more painkillers than she should.
Yeah, no kidding. Last night, she was jonesing big time. She's got a problem.
So you think she's addicted?
I don't know, but she has been acting weird lately. Happy one minute, then comes crashing down. She'll be getting home from the hospital soon. I can't believe my parents made me come to school today.
I gotta go see if she's okay.
Skip class. You're gonna need a ride. Let's go.
I see you've received my invitation.
What is this for?
Our epic first date is all booked.
Look, Mo, I can't go out with you this weekend. I have important stuff to do.
Important stuff like what?
I can't get into it.
So I go to all this effort and you just bail on me with no explanation? What's up?
It's just none of your business.
Fine. Be that way.
Fine. I will.
Fine.
Body hurts. Please don't hate me.
I don't hate you. Katie, I just don't understand.
My parents think I have a drug problem. It's the extra oxy that messed me up, that's all.
Extra oxy?
The ones I got at the club, Bianca's friend gave them to me.
Hold up. He's not my friend, and you scored those pills on your own.
After you pointed him out to me.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
I pinky swore.
Look, Don't worry. My parents don't know where I got those pills.
Yeah, like I give a crap about what your parents think, Katie. You're taking her side?
No, there are no sides. Katie needs help. Maybe you should go.
Perfect. I knew I was gonna get blamed for this.
Hey, can I sit?
Sure. By the looks of what Jacinta's friends are posting, you're right. Definitely shouldn't go visit her. Saw that you tried to defend me, though.
You know what? How about we just try and get you out of your own head for a while? From now on, it'll be all happy Allie and Dave all the time. In fact, the Dot's having an all-ages comedy club. We can go, have a few laughs, nothing serious.
I don't know.
Please, let's just try to ignore the elephant in the room for one night, okay? Yeah.
Let's save the comedy for the pros.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook two at a time, and you'll notice that these are very...
Hey, Juliana. I need to book my parent-teacher interviews.
I don't think so. I have work.
You don't even know what times are available.
You know, you must really want to spend the rest of your life peeing in a cup. The way you act, you broke your curfew last night.
I feel like a piece of trash as it is, so just please lay off me.
You've been with me for 5 years, and the entire time has been hell. The fights, not knowing where you are at all hours, the police showing up at my door with you in handcuffs. Now you're just backsliding into your old ways.
Wow, everyone is so quick to think the worst of me. I just need someone to believe that I can change. One person. That's all.
Could this place be more in the middle of nowhere? Sorry I'm late.
No, just in time to start taping. Here.
Woo!
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
My day with Marisol's off.
Man. What'd you do?
Other than fail to transform into the guy she wouldn't dump.
Sorry, bud. So are you still gonna help me paint, or?
Might as well make a few bucks. Pick up dinner for one on the way home.
That's the spirit. Look, I'm not painting this whole place black by myself.
Wait, why does it all have to be painted black? Dude.
Yeah.
Check out those girls.
They look like strippers.
They're strippers.
Hey. Hey. We have a front door, you know.
Sorry. Habit.
The guys are out picking up dinner.
That's fine. I came to see you.
Oh. Everything okay?
I wanted to officially thank you for helping me after everything that happened at prom, giving me a summer job and paying for my lawyers. It'll take me a while to come up with the money, but I'm gonna have this bracelet made for you. You helped me out of a dark place, and I hate that I could never fully repay you for that. But I can stay away from your family from now on, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Why?
I just don't want any of you to get hurt again because of me. But before I disappear, I just want you to know how awesome you are. Nobody in the world had more reasons not to believe in me, but you still did.
Well, I certainly can't tell you what to do, but I don't think you should disappear.
Come here. My auntie sucks. I'm finally getting good grades, and she won't even go to my teacher interviews.
Why not?
She's given up on me.
Well, if you want, I can go to your teacher interview with you.
After all the crap I've put Drew and Adam through, why are you being so nice to me?
That's a good question. You know, this may come as a shock to you, but I wasn't always this perfect, especially when I was your age. But I had help, and I changed and made something of myself. And you can, too. It's pretty obvious you're already trying.
Thanks, guys. Up next, Aziz.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Aziz. Thank you for the tepid applause. Yeah, it makes me feel good. I know you can't tell by looking at me, but I don't date a lot. And by a lot, I mean never. I never date.
It's just the whole dating
thing I'm not good at, you know?
Thought we were ignoring the elephant in the room, remember?
I know, I'm sorry. It's just the things your friends are posting about me.
Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
I can't pretend what happened didn't happen. It's never gonna go away.
Jeez, dude, just give her your phone.
Sorry.
Sweetie, you don't need to apologize. Your boyfriend should, though, to me for interrupting and to you for being a jerk.
Okay. You made your point.
How could you go with a fine girl like that and spend the entire time just staring at your phone?
It's just joking.
Right, people okay, of the world, your cell phone is going to ruin your life. Case in point, right?
Okay,
right
what? There. What? You got any more jokes or no? What? What?
Oh, hey, sweetie, if you let me take you out, I promise I won't let a phone come between us. Hey, now you're getting protective?
Shut the hell up.
Please don't.
Stick a fork in it. I think that relationship is done. Like dinner. Is it cold in here, or is it just me?
So, let me guess. You are a football player.
I mean, I like football, don't get me wrong, but the toughest guys wrestle, you know? No pads, no helmets. Just you and Destiny.
Destiny's shift doesn't start till 11.
Good one.
Hey, Mo. Gotta finish up. Manager wants us out of here before they open tonight.
Just trying to be a gentleman, bro. It's the rush.
Under age, remember?
Sure thing, boss. I'll get right to it. I just have one small request.
What?
Take a couple pictures of me and the hot girls.
Are you serious?
Please. Fine.
This is a terrible idea. Come on.
Okay, ready?
Had your fun?
Not yet. And tweet it. Now I've had my fun.
Marisol's gonna see that, you know.
Oh, really? Huh? She's gonna see me hanging out with all these hot ladies and realize what she's missed? Hope she doesn't get jealous and come running back, right?
Wow, you really don't get girls.
Hey. How are you feeling?
Awful. My dad's in there talking to Simpson right now.
About what?
My parents are taking me out of school and sending me to rehab.
Wow.
You know, my parents are going overboard. I don't need all this.
You OD'd.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Only because Bianca made sure you got home safe.
I know. Look, this probably doesn't mean much, but before I messed everything up, I was actually having fun.
Same here.
Oh my God. I'm going to rehab. I'm the school president. This is supposed to be my year. This is so humiliating.
You'll get through this, Katie. You have a great family and friends who love you. They're all going to support you.
And you have Drew. He's gonna be there for you too.
Yeah, no. Best boyfriend in the world.
Oh no, have you been crying?
Only all night.
I thought you'd get mad, not cry.
Huh?
Okay, I know I overreacted, all right? But I planned this amazing date, and you bailed, and it hurt really bad.
No.
Look, I know a normal guy would have tried to talk to you instead of posting those stupid pictures on Twitter. But despite what it looks like, I 100% did not hook up with those strippers.
What?
You didn't see those pics? Crap.
No, I didn't see any pics of you with any strippers. I don't even follow you on Twitter.
Then why are you crying?
Because my life has been a total hell the last few days. My best friend is going through a major life crisis. I promised her I wouldn't tell anyone. Oh, and I just found out the guy I like is a self-absorbed, stripper-loving turd.
Wait, I don't love strippers!
Hey. What your sensei's friend said about me is true. I'm a bad guy.
Bad guys don't feel guilty about the mistakes they make. You're torturing yourself. That only proves you're not a bad guy.
But you deserve better than me.
Don't say it.
If you want to break up.
Do you want to break up?
No, I don't. But
everyone keeps saying the only thing that'll make this better is time and maybe space. And if that's true, then we should break up. Only, can we just not do that? Can we keep having dramatic yet memorable dates?
Holly, I don't know when I'm gonna get over this.
Me neither. But I wanna be beside you when that day comes.
I want you there too.
Sometimes I Sometimes all we have are the stars in the sky to shine their lights.
You said you need to talk.
As soon as your mom's finished with Adam, we're going in to see Perino.
I'll make it quick. Why did you tell Katie I was going to be there for her?
She's broken. You leave her now and it just might push her over the edge.
Everything you've done for me. How hard you've worked to turn your life around. How strong you are. Bianca, I want to be with you. I love you.
But we can't be together right now.
This is gonna be hell.
We survived worse.
Yeah.
Sometimes all we have are the stars in the sky. You used to think I could live forever. Time was on my head. Never thought I'd be counting
days. Looking for you all day. Your turd avoiding skills are solid.
I have to study. If I don't pull a B this semester in math, my parents are taking away my car. So what do you want?
I can be pretty thick. My tata says I have a steel plate for a skull. The thing is, I don't even know why you like me, okay? And it made me act crazy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How was Katie?
I'm not supposed to talk about it, but her parents are putting her in a counseling program for drug addiction.
Katie? Katie Matlin.
You're looking at the interim school president.
Oh, that's good, no?
I just want Katie to be better. Being president, Katie did all the work. did all the rallying. We're a team. Now it's just me.
What exactly?
This is why I like you. You just want to hold my hand.
Bianca's debate skills have gotten better as well, especially since she stopped trying to prove her point so hard by shouting obscenities at her opponents. Now, if your final paper is anything like the first you wrote, you should be getting an A.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Very impressive. Well, it seems the three of you are doing great in your classes in spite of yourselves.
What?
What? Well, I mean, the three of you are kind of iffy sometimes. Okay. Never mind. I think it's time for a little family celebratory ice cream.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Torres. I'll see you guys later.
No, you're coming with us.
Oh, look at that, Mom. You finally got the daughter you always wanted.
So not funny.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay, let's go for dessert. Adam's treat.
Wait, I don't actually have enough money. Mom? Hurry up, nerds.
Coming? You deserve a treat.
Yeah, I do.